Hi, welcome back to I'm the Devil Pod.
Yes, a Vanderpump Rules rewatch podcast.
Yes, I'm Sophie Wilson-Belton.
I'm Hannah Wakefield. I have to turn. I need to lock in.
Hannah and I had a night last night.
We were out so late. I got home at 4:30.
Yeah, I got home at 3:30, which I never ever do. My brain is like literally delayed right now.
My brain is on slow-mo mode. I scared my roommate on accident this morning. I was in the kitchen, kind of like time was passing around me, it felt.
Yeah, 100%.
Trying to make a bagel with scallion cream cheese, which I did do.
Yum.
Yeah, I made scallion cream cheese this morning.
Oh, you made the cream cheese yourself.
Well, I didn't make the cream cheese, but I mixed the scallion.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. That counts.
And I was being silent as a mouse in there because I knew if I started to talk, it just wouldn't go that well. Kind of just meant that they were in the living room not noticing that I was there for a while until finally I was like, it's been like 5 minutes, I have to say something. So I was like, good morning. And they're like, oh my God.
That is so funny.
I felt like a monster.
That is so funny. This morning I woke up at like 10, which I literally never sleep that late. And then I fed my cats and then I got back into bed, which is, it's so fucking annoying to feed them when I want to get back into bed because I have to feed them separately. So it yes. is like a whole thing. Got back into bed. And then as I told Hannah, I was doing that thing where it's like, I think I was technically sleeping. Like time was passing at a rate that was like faster than I would say if I was just laying there. But I did feel completely aware of everything that was going on around me.
Okay. How much time do you think passed?
I think an hour.
Oh my God. An hour of you in a word I've been using so much recently.
Yeah.
It's called torpor.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about it?
You did tell me about it. Or maybe someone was
Honestly,
I don't know if it was you or Alicia used it and was like, Hannah told me about this word. It's like, we're all so stupid.
It's sweet.
Someone telling me secondhand about you using a new word.
Have you heard about torpor? It's literally the way that bugs sleep.
Yeah, where they're like half asleep, yeah. Basically. Wow.
They never fully go to sleep. It's like they're hibernation.
Yeah.
But you were in torpor this morning.
I literally was in torpor.
It could be like torpor. I don't know.
I think it's torpor or something. I feel like so strongly we're not pronouncing it correctly. Should we talk about our night last night?
Yes.
Okay. So.
We went to the gay club.
We started out at a karaoke bar, decidedly not gay, for our friend Thea's birthday, which was really fun.
For a gay birthday, though.
Yeah, for a gay birthday. And then we left. We were like, let's go dancing.
Seriously.
Like, we're never in Manhattan. Let's just do this thing.
We are straight up never in Manhattan.
I literally don't know the last time I went out in Manhattan.
I am in Manhattan almost every single day.
Totally, for work.
But that's not my real life.
Well, you're like, that's like Severance. Your body is there. Your mind
literally.
Is not.
But yeah, so first I tried to make us go to this bar.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I forgot about that part entirely. Holy shit.
I saw and I don't even want to tell you where.
No,
I saw it.
You have to, because I know it was a listicle.
No.
Hannah
worse.
Heard about this bar.
I saw it on TikTok. You know how there's that cohort of TikTokers who live in Philadelphia?
No.
Okay. It's like one gay guy and like a bunch of girls.
Okay.
And they are like dastardly alcoholics. They seem really nice, but they just like drink all the time and party and whatever.
I think maybe I know who you're talking
and
about.
And sometimes they come to New York. So he actually went to La Caverna.
Okay.
And I fully, it's called La Caverna. I fully stopped paying attention to what he was saying in it.
That's also crazy because like he's like older than us maybe, or our age, and the people in line literally seem to be 21, maybe, using fake IDs.
I know. I'm telling you, I stopped paying attention to what he was saying. Once I saw the inside of the bar, looked absolutely captivated me. It's like built out of a cave, looks like it's a cave. There's stalactites and stalagmites coming from the floor and down from the ceiling. And it's like you are underground. And it's like, okay, I literally was really lamenting, like, why can't there be cave spaces like that
for
gay
people?
Yeah.
This is kind of what we were talking about at dinner when our dinner guest was like,
wow,
why don't straight people have community? Like,
wow, like that was crazy.
The thing is, basically we had dinner with someone who was totally lovely, but they were making us laugh because they were mm-hmm. we were talking about a lesbian party in Brooklyn, Pat, that came back, and they were like, why don't they have that for straight people? And it's like, well, they do. It's just not based around being gay. It's based around going like to a cave.
Yeah, literally.
Do you
yes.
know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, that's what it is.
Well, she was like, why can't we have something oriented around sexuality? And it's like, well, because that is scary.
Yeah,
if you're straight.
That's what I was saying.
It's
I was
horrifying.
Like, well, then the men turn up and they are people get scared.
Yeah, exactly. Like really bad stuff happens. And it's like that you do have that. It is that's clubbing.
You do have it. But she's more normal. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
She's not like
well, she's not going to La Caverna.
She's not going to La Caverna is the problem. But then I was like, go to an escape room.
Literally. Well, gay people love escape rooms.
True.
Not me. I've never been to one.
I bet that you would have a really fun time.
I just get frustrated and then I take it out on my peers. Namely Leisha.
Okay, so we tried to go to La Caverna.
Yeah, there was like a line for it.
Well, yes, there was a line for it.
And
the people in line were literally, I think, 21, if that.
And their outfits were all literally so bad. Like straight up regular ass dark wash skinny jeans. Where I was like, wait, I thought we were in Manhattan, girls.
We are.
Why are you wearing that?
There's different parts of Manhattan. Those weren't cool people who look like.
I know. I guess I just really have a misconception about La Caverna.
You thought that literally cool people would be going
no,
there?
No, I didn't think cool people would be going there. I thought like TikTok style girls would be going
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but like, no.
Yeah,
that place
wrong.
Is like, I think that place is probably pretty touristy as well.
I don't say that about that.
Sorry.
At La Caverna. We don't know because we didn't get to go inside.
Or like maybe people who come in from Jersey go there.
Oh, so true.
Stuff like that. Sorry. I hope that we're not being like terribly rude.
Why? It's fine. It's La Caverna.
Yeah. And then like those people obviously deserve a place to have fun. We just decided that it wasn't our place to have fun.
No. And wait, I'll go back to La Caverna. I don't care. I don't give a rat's ass. I'll go alone. So I want to go to that cave bar bad.
I know. And you will. So then instead, we went to a bar called Playhouse, a gay bar in the West Village.
I would even call it a club.
Yeah, you're right. A gay club called Playhouse in the West Village. Really, really funny stuff there.
Really, really, like, really stuff that was making me laugh.
Yes. Literally types of gay guys that I thought had gone extinct. I was seeing around.
Well, they were like, they were kind of like showing up in numbers that I didn't know they were doing anymore.
Like, as I told you when we were there, it literally was giving like YouTuber gay guys.
I know, like
from
Joey
like 2018
like
something.
Joey Graceffa
yeah,
types.
Literally. It was so funny.
But they were
but I had a blast, obviously.
They were so horny too.
We were the only trans people there. Yeah. And I and Luke, we were the only trans people there.
Yes.
100%.
No, for sure.
What 100%.
It was literally gay guys in groups of three plus all kissing.
Yes. And also like girls that it was literally gay guys and their hags.
Yeah.
Girls that were not gay there with their gay guys.
It was so funny to be like, are there any gay girls in here?
I know. At one point I said to Hannah, I was like, do you think any of these girls are lesbians? And she was like, no.
No chance.
No.
Literally no. Except, and I have something to tell you.
What?
After you left.
No, that was that while I was there when the girl came up to you?
Oh, were you there still?
Yeah.
When the one lesbian in the bar found me?
I think so. I watched a girl come up to you and say something to you.
With the ponytail straight to the back. No, I think you had left.
No. Wait.
Okay.
Ponytails. Wait, what did the girl who came up to you while I was there say to you?
Oh, she said to me, this is so stupid. She goes, wow, you knew every single move to Hot to Go. And I was like, the song that spells out the moves?
Yeah, it's like the YMCA for gay people.
Like,
what are
yes,
you talking
bitch.
About?
And also, so did everyone else in this room.
Yeah,
if you're trying to hit on me, try harder. It's not going to win my fancy.
I was surprised that there were no lesbians that approached us, but I guess that happened
so,
after I left.
This one girl with long hair and eyeliner and her gay guy and their one lesbian friend.
Wait, was that the girl whose hair got caught?
Yes.
Sorry, at one point a girl's hair got caught in a gay guy. I don't know how. And she literally was like, help, help.
Literally getting like dragged
literally
away physical
pulled, and I
style.
She I laughed so hard she saw me laughing
we
at her,
all
obviously.
Laughed at
well,
her
it was one of the funniest
it was,
things I've ever seen.
And when I was saying earlier before when I was like we have to go upstairs and record, I was gonna tell you I was thinking about that this morning. It made
that
me laugh out loud
so
again.
So funny.
Oh my god, she got I tangled felt, in him.
Yeah, and she literally her head was getting pulled diagonally
in his
it
like forever
so
21
funny.
Chainmail mesh.
Yep.
Oh, so funny. Anyways, so she was there. She was kind of fruit fly style hanging around. And then she and the guy had brought a lesbian with them.
Thank God.
Their group kept creeping nearer to us.
Yeah.
And the straight girl, kept pushing the lesbian towards me.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, no. Uh-oh. And I'm
stop
like
pushing the lesbian towards you.
Yes. And it's like, I'm at the club, okay? So I am actually shaking ass and yeah, bouncing course. My titties around, etc. And I can't stop just because there's a lesbian being pushed at me.
And did but the I'm lesbian not... who was being pushed seemed like she was into it?
Yes. Mm. And then finally there was like one kind of big push where she ended up right next to me. And then I see her friend being like, talk to her, talk to her.
Oh my God, that poor girl.
I know, but the girl was being like, hi.
I know.
And I was like, I can't, like, mm-mm. I'm so sorry.
Not tonight.
I, it's
maybe
it's
not never.
No. Don't. It's a no. Don't. It's going to be a no.
For me. It's a no for me.
You seem literally so nice. Like, I'm sorry. She, no, I'm not. I can't. She had a ponytail straight to the, like, it's like she slicked her bob back into a ponytail.
Sorry. It's just so crazy because like it's literally a space where like no one, like in the kindest way possible, it's like no, I wouldn't want to touch anyone there with a 10-foot pole. Like, sexually.
I know. And it's really so legitimately fine because it's like, yeah, not my taste.
No, literally.
They are loving on each other hard.
No, and for the most part, except for that lesbian, like we're not their taste, obviously.
No, it's
I
fine.
Mean, I wasn't anyone's taste.
None
there.
Of us are wanting to fuck each other.
No.
No.
Except for this one.
Except for some perverted guy.
Oh.
That little short guy.
Yeah, there was a literal pervert standing behind us for a while.
Yeah.
Wait, so did she say anything to you?
She just was like, she just kept staring at me and like, she did like say hi and whatever. And I was like, hey. Hi.
Hey, H-O-T-T.
And then I just kind of like danced Leisha in between us.
Yeah.
And then Leisha and Luke started doing like physical comedy dancing. And I think that kind of turned
repelled
that
her.
Group off.
Well, also the way that the DJ looked is something I feel like we should talk about. For a while, we were like, is there a DJ here? Like, what's going on? Because there's like a stage up front where no one is allowed to stand on the stage. There's just like a security guard up there. So we were like, is it just a computer? Like, what's going on?
Well, it is just a computer.
It is a computer. And then we spot the DJ. It is a white guy, as I said to Hannah, who literally you could tell me he was any age and I would believe you. You could tell me he was 28. You could tell me he was 36. You could tell me he was 47. And I would be like, I guess so.
You could tell me he was 52.
Literally 52.
And I would be like, sure.
Just like a white guy that is like so normal. I've never seen a DJ that
I have
such a normal face.
Never seen a more normal looking DJ.
And then wearing like tank top, athletic shorts, and just like on sneakers or whatever.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, it was like crew socks, athletic shorts, tank top, headphones, at a laptop. Sort of like a guy in a coffee shop.
No, literally.
Except he was the DJ of this gay club.
Yes.
I found his Instagram this morning.
Yes.
He got engaged in 2022. He had his bachelor party shortly thereafter, and he has never posted a wedding photo or a picture with his fiance since then. So that is sad and hard.
But what I was thinking is like, obviously the music wasn't great. I'm not going to say that much.
Mm-hmm.
But I was dancing. I was having a fun time for a lot of it.
Yeah.
And it's like the way that queer/trans folks, derogatory.
Sure.
Yep. In Brooklyn act like if they play a hook or a chorus.
Wait, they'll wither away and die?
Wither away and die.
Yeah,
it's like, dude. Actually trans people like to dance too.
I know. It's
hello?
So crazy. But here's the thing, Sophia, and I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
I used to get in fights with the boys at the frats.
Yeah.
Fights for real in a way where they would be like, stop fucking coming if you don't like it. Because they would not play a song with words.
It's so
crazy. Or if
crazy.
They did, they would play it for a second. And I was like, we want to dance.
Yeah.
We want to sing and dance. It's just something about people who are like into like clubbing.
Yeah.
And they think it like cheapens the experience.
Yeah. It's interesting though because like you can also play music that's like fun to dance to. Like when we went to Emerson and Molly's show, the music they were playing obviously doesn't have words, was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I would obviously love to dance to this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's literally people nowadays, it's like, what are you doing?
I know.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I don't know. And
I'm like, is anyone having fun?
Well, yeah. The thing is, it's like, what kind of drugs are you guys buying that is like making you love
fun?
This music?
I don't know.
Get me on some of that because my regular old not doing the trick.
I literally think it has to be like maybe acid. I literally don't know.
Everybody at nowadays is on acid.
I don't know.
But we're not allowed to use our phones.
But it is just like, damn, I wish there was a place for the type of gay people that I associate with.
Me too.
To dance to music and have it be like fun for me.
I know, me too.
And maybe I'm just like lame and I'm like, I just don't like cool music or whatever. Like maybe, I don't know, but I'm like,
I don't know.
I think a lot of my friends, a lot of people I know would agree with what I'm saying right now.
Well, I certainly am. Your friend right here, I'm agreeing. It's just like the thing about Playhouse is like, yeah, I do like the songs when they're playing them. Like I love when you're playing like Y2K, Cash Job, blah, 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 stuff like that. Like,
but it doesn't have to be that, to be honest.
And it
it was too much, obviously.
It's too much.
I'm not saying that it should be like that.
It doesn't have to be that.
Well, it is like play music to throw ass to. And by that, I mean play black people, because a lot of the time it's like just play some like oldies that everyone likes to get down to.
Well, I know. Yes.
And also like be better at that DJ wasn't very talented.
DJ isn't very good, but it also is like, obviously I love That's That Me Espresso Girl, one of my top songs,
of course,
but it is like, I don't want a club to that music.
No, of course not. But you can play music that people know and is good.
Yes, I know.
I don't know, it's just like so crazy to me.
I think that one of my top artists this year is gonna be 50 Cent, because I've been listening to you a lot.
He is so funny. His Instagram is crazy. It's like a takedown page.
He makes amazing music to dance to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Play like 50 Cent, play like T-Pain.
Yeah.
Play like any like R&B music too. It's like, that is so good to dance to.
Yes. Is music that you're supposed to dance to at the club.
I also think I'm just not like plugged into like DJs. I know obviously that there are DJs in Brooklyn who are like black DJs in Brooklyn who are playing good music. I just am not like plugged into that enough.
Yeah.
But then oftentimes it will also be when I go, it's like at a very small space where it's like no one can really dance here.
No,
actually.
I know.
It's not at a club. It's like in a space, literally a space.
It reminds me of that place that I used to drive by, like take the bus by when I would go to work, and I was always so fascinated by it. Do you know what I'm talking about? I would always talk about it. It's called the Pleasure Den.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I feel like they're playing good music in there, but it's a quote unquote venue the size of my bedroom.
No, literally. So
it's also called the Pleasure
Den. And
then
also those people go on at like 3 a.m.
Yes.
Which is like, that's just not part of my lifestyle. And that's not their fault. We need structural.
Systemic change in the DJ community.
Literally,
yeah.
Literally. Okay.
Well, I mean, that was kind of the sexy unique thing that happened to me this week.
Yeah,
to
same.
Be totally honest. Same.
I want to say, please subscribe to the Patreon if you want to.
Yes,
when
please.
This goes up, it'll be a couple more days of the 50% off deal.
Go quick.
And also, literally, thank you guys so much for listening to this. A lot of you guys have DM'd us this week, and it was really, really sweet to be in contact with you.
We really got a lot of support this week in a way that was so sweet.
It
and
was
kind.
So sweet. I don't know. You guys are so nice.
I know. I was like, I can't believe they're kind of riding for us so hard.
I know. It's really sweet. I don't know. It makes me so happy. Like, obviously, sure, we have less than 200 subscribers on Spotify. But it is like so sweet to know that the people who listen to this like do really like it.
I know.
It feels awesome. And I don't know. Thank you guys so much for listening to this and like supporting it and stuff. It's like really awesome.
Makes me happy, happy, happy.
Literally. It makes Hannah and I text each other being like, I'm beaming.
Literally.
It makes me so happy. It's like the best thing ever.
We did something funny where somebody DM'd us something nice, and then we were both DMing back at the same time.
Yeah,
being like, Hannah's in the chat now, so he's in the chat too. It's a three-way chat.
That was making me laugh so hard.
Me too.
And oh yeah, like rate, review, and subscribe if you're liking it.
Please.
Because apparently that's quote unquote really helpful. I don't know what that means.
For what?
I don't know. I think like
they boosted on Spotify.
Yeah, I think so. Season 2, episode 2, branded.
Branded. Took me a long time to realize what this episode was going to be about, because I kind of forgot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what a crazy name. It's like the name. It literally is the name of the Law & Order SVU episode.
Oh, I'm sure. It's literally one of my favorite episodes of the show. But we open at a crepe shop. Stassi is with her friend Christina Kelly. They open by Stassi being like, are you going to have wine? Christina says, do crepes go with wine? And Stassi says, everything goes with wine.
Yep. And then they split a bottle.
100%.
Stassi. Ew. Wine and crepes do not go together.
This not at all. It's disgusting.
This whole episode, every time they're drinking wine. And it's like, if you are at a crepe place, get a drink. I don't care. Get a mimosa. What are you doing?
Stassi explains that she and Christina Kelly are friends again after she broke up with Jax. because basically like Christina really didn't like Jax. And I was like, okay, well, at least fucking somebody here is in their right mind.
Stassi was like, Christina was my first friend in LA and she is one of my best friends ever. Why? Okay. No, why isn't she on the show then?
No, because they're constantly saying people are their best friends. It means nothing.
But here's what I'll say about Christina Kelly. I think that is truer for her than it is for other side characters.
Yeah.
Because she perseveres throughout the entire series.
Yeah.
Weirdly.
I mean, they must actually be friends, but I was laughing really hard because basically Christina's like, please, Stassi, tell me about Sheena's party and tell me everything that happened. It was literally like us recording this podcast.
I know. And she was like,
please tell me what she wore. I knew it was going to be fucked up.
Yeah. She goes, you have to tell me about her outfit. I know it was some like fucked up, ugly dress. And it was.
Stassi's like, it was a fully jewel encrusted bodice and a tutu. I was like, this is us talking to each other.
I know.
They also flash back to Sheena at the party when she like goes up to the girl. And is like, what you doing?
I know.
She is so annoying. It's so crazy.
I know. It is so Duty crazy. Is so annoying. It's That's why I don't so like her. Funny.
I know, but it really makes me laugh.
And I hated her more and more this whole episode. It's like a hate is building within me. Not a hate, but a disdain. She was making me laugh
so hard this episode.
I need to turn my annoyance with her into inability to laugh at her.
Yeah, it's okay. I think it's a good balance that you feel annoyed with her and I feel like she brings me joy through her cringe.
Yes.
It's good. It's good for us to not have the exact same feelings.
I think so too. It makes the plot more interesting.
So Stassi tells Christina that she's had sex with Jax 3 times since they've broken up. Christina's like, masturbate over being with Jax, period.
And Stassi's like, I do all of the time.
Literally. And then Stassi describes having sex with Jax, which was disgusting to me.
She was too.
Like, we fucked all night and he was throwing me around.
I thought that this whole conversation felt a little bit awkward and kind of scripted. It wasn't like flowing that naturally, and also because I just really don't think that Jax and Stassi have sex like that.
I have actually no idea, because I could see on the one hand them not having sex like that. I could also see him turning into a literal savage animal who fucks for 7 hours straight and throws her around in a way where he is not paying attention to her at all.
I think that he could do that too, but I don't know. I just don't see her like doing that or enjoying it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
she already feels not safe around him, sort of.
Yeah.
I don't think that they're having like wildly passionate sex like that, but whatever. Maybe they are.
I could definitely see it happening. I don't know like how actually good it is for her, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
She's 23 also.
Yeah, she's
so
23.
It's like, I don't know. Stassi says to Christina, like, she just wants to be friends with Jax. She says, does he want to be a couple? Yes. Do I receive 1,000 messages a day from him saying that he loves me? Yes. But she's like, we are just going to be friends right now.
Yeah.
It's so, so crazy.
Well, and they're kind of just going to be friends because Stassi's got someone else on her mind.
Yeah, she can't stop thinking about Frank.
God, I'm pissed off by this.
Dude. So he is going to come back, right? Because they're laying the fucking groundwork.
I don't remember, but it's seeming like he will be.
Yeah, she's like, so Frank is living in Washington, D.C. Stassi says she can't stop thinking about him. She says that she's been like stalking him on social media a ton and that finally...
Calling him and emailing him a bunch.
Yes, and that finally his friend reached out to her and was like, if you want to get back together with him, come down here, which leads me to believe that he was rebuffing all of her attempted contact.
Me
and
too.
Then for some reason, his friend or his then Stassi reached
friend.
Out to someone yeah. who was like, I don't know. It's so strange. Seems like he really doesn't want to hear from her.
I don't think that Frank wants to get back together with Stassi. He seemed to hate her guts.
Yeah.
Their relationship was so bad. And the way that she is looking back on it so fondly is painful for me.
It is painful. I know.
It reminds me of something I have done in the past. But it's like, oh, girl. I mean, he's like, why don't we watch the tapes?
No, I mean, he's like basically just as bad as Jax.
Yes.
Like, it's like, I don't know.
It just, the relationship wasn't long enough for her to be,
like,
for her to see the entirety of him.
Yeah. Yes.
But if she had, he would have been just as bad as Jax.
Possibly
worse.
Also, him not wanting to get back together with her because he hates her. That's what you say, but Jax also hates her and really wants to get back together
with
her.
I know, that's true.
So it's not that meaningful to them.
I know, but Jax would never ignore her calls, I don't think.
Yeah, I guess you're right, maybe. But he would do it for attention
and
for a little bit.
Yeah, maybe for a little bit. And he also literally would never move away. So now we're at Sur. They're doing renovations. They're putting a bar in the garden, the garden bar.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to hire a new person to work out there. Tom Schwartz is being... floated.
Wait, did you write down what Natalie says?
No.
She says, who's going to be the sexy boy in there?
Oh, yeah.
Literally like a boy who was like chained at the bar.
Literally.
She's like, who's the sexy boy that we're going to be at the bar? It made me laugh so hard.
Who's the sexy boy we're going to lock up back there?
Literally.
Well, it might be Tom Schwartz.
Yes.
Katie wants him to get this job.
Oh,
she's getting him this job because, so Tom Schwartz is a model. He's a male model and an actor. He's an actor.
Yes.
And she needs him to have steady work so that he can propose.
Yes. She says that they've been talking about marriage and that for him to feel confident enough to propose to her, yep, he needs to have a job. It's not true, obviously.
I mean, it's his excuse. It is his excuse up until they get proposed and then literally until after they get engaged. Crazy. After they get engaged, she's like, we're not getting married until I have more money. And it's like, well, then get a job. But the truth of it is you just don't want to get married.
You don't want to get married bad.
Katie is like, I really want him to have this job. He's had his interview with Guillermo and with Natalie. Mm-hmm. And now it's time for him to talk to Lisa, mm-hmm, who he famously has a
huge crush on.
Massive boner for. Yeah. He is like addicted to Lisa and thinks she's so sexy. Mm-hmm. So he goes, sits down with Lisa. He tells her that he's worked for high profile celebrities. Can't be true.
Wait, I have the quote he says.
Okay.
Not even high profile celebrities. He says, I've worked for private celebrities.
Oh, private celebrities.
What does that mean?
Celebrities who don't go out in public much.
He obviously means like private celebrity events, but he was just like private celebrities.
I know. Well, he is so weird.
Yes.
Okay. He's worked for private celebrities. He's worked for high volume clubs. Mm-hmm. He is a bartending machine. Mm-hmm. Like the special thing about him is that he's cool, calm, and collected.
Mm-hmm. Which, spoiler alert, is so funny because the one time he bartends at Sir, he has a panic attack and has to leave mid-shift.
Yeah, it's at Pump.
At Pump.
He literally shuts down and walks out after 15 minutes.
Yeah.
On kind of a busy day.
Yep.
I wrote down that he is kind of like a weird charm robot. Like, again, to me,
yes.
And I'm sorry, I can't get over it. He is just like lifeless behind the eyes.
Yeah, same.
In a way that now, as an adult man, I see that less so. Like, he has more humanity to him now in this current day and age. I don't like him any better, but he just seems more built out as a person. Back then, he literally seems like a shell of a person.
Yeah. But Lisa is charmed by him.
Lisa is super charmed by him.
Yeah.
Everybody is.
They're like flirting.
Yeah. He says that Lisa is in his top three hall pass. Mm-hmm. So that's gross.
Also, it's like, I thought a hall pass was that you get one.
Yeah, I know. He definitely has like a top 15. He's like, and by the way, Katie, these are all of the girls that I'm gonna cheat on you with.
No, literally.
So get used to it.
I mean, it's obviously just for the show, but it's so funny that Lisa is even entertaining the idea of bringing in another person where there would be another couple working for her.
I know.
It's like, girl.
I know.
Stop.
Well, the thing is like, so spoiler alert for later in this episode, but Sheena basically tanks it. I think if Sheena hadn't tanked it, then she would have brought Tom in because Lisa loves to say that she hates couples in the workplace.
But she loves it for the show.
But she loves it.
Yeah.
She is begging for Stassi and Jax to get back together.
Yeah. Well, it is amazing for the show.
The only couple she doesn't like is Tom and Kristen, and it's because she hates Kristen.
It's because she hates Kristen 100%. It's so funny how much she hates Kristen.
She hates Kristen. God. And
obviously, part of it is misogyny, but it really says a lot because all of them are so awful.
I know.
And it's like, wow, she must be so viscerally terrible to interact with, like, energetically.
Yes.
When you're not watching it on a screen. Even.
Well, she just doesn't pander to Lisa as her boss at all, which the rest of them do, which is what you do to your boss.
100%. Well, and they all have, like, a deep actual reverence for her.
Yes. And Kristen hates her too. Kristen hates her right back. I know.
Okay, so then we're at Villa Rosa. Sheena's on crutches.
Yes.
I love Sheena's thing of pretending to like have ailments. It is so fucking funny.
It's so funny.
So Sheena's there to hang out with Lisa and Pandora.
I hate that. See, I'm mad.
I know. But it's so funny. I love it. Sheena's telling Lisa about her birthday party and the altercation between Schwartz and Shay. And then Lisa basically is like, okay, I won't hire Schwartz because of that.
Yes.
Even though that entire thing was Shay's fault.
And Sheena really dramatized it and was like, a fight broke out, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But then in her confession, she's being like, it's really not a good idea to get into a massive fight at a Sir party. It's like, it wasn't a massive fight.
Both
of your pussy ass boyfriends half shoved each other and then started crying.
No, literally. And I don't even think that Tom really pushed him back. I think that mostly like Shay, in a way where he was belligerently drunk, kind of just like lunged at Schwartz.
I think so too.
So basically Sheena explains that she hurt her foot at the pool. She has crutches and her ankle is wrapped up in a bandage. She explains what happened and she says there was a little hole in the ground that her foot rolled in and then immediately a hematoma came up on her foot.
Yeah.
A hematoma. Is what she says.
A hematoma.
Lisa's like, were you wearing heels? She's like, no, flip-flops.
No, flip-flops. And Lisa says, that's why you never wear flip-flops or flats.
Yes. And then Sheena's like, do you want to see it? Do you want to see the hematoma to Lisa?
Why would she even say that?
I don't know why she would show it. I don't know why she would show it. Lisa's like, sure, I'm kind of afraid. Because she's really building it up.
Yeah.
She unwraps her bandage. It is literally the faintest bruise a bruise that is barely visible.
It is
and I guess there is technically swelling, but I could not see it to my naked eye.
I saw almost no signs of swelling.
No.
And I have fallen off.
So funny.
I have fallen off a curb twice on the
yeah,
same ankle where my ankle ballooned up to the size of a baseball mm-hmm. and turned black.
Mm-hmm.
That is a hematoma, girl.
Well, I think a hematoma is medically, technically, just a bruise.
Girl, you didn't even sprain it. Like, I don't even think that counts as a sprain.
I mean, there is absolutely no reason for her to have crutches. Like,
no.
Absolutely no reason for her to have crutches.
She says she shouldn't be off her feet. Like, it shouldn't be more than a week.
It shouldn't be more than a week was making me laugh so hard. Like,
me too.
A week. I mean, that is an injury that you would get and you wouldn't have to stay off your feet for any amount of time.
When I sprained my ankle that bad, like when it got huge and turned black, I went into work the next day.
Of course.
I wore my Doc Marten boots so that it would be compressed and held up.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I've what you worked have to shifts do. With like after pulling my back, it's like excruciatingly painful, but you're like, I literally have to do this. It doesn't matter.
I have to. It's so crazy, but she doesn't have to. She doesn't.
No, she doesn't.
She gets to sit at the host stand.
And then basically also Pandora is like, oh, now that you have extra time, you can come work for the fashion magazine.
Extra time for one week?
I don't know. I mean, it's invented. And then Sheena's like, that's amazing. I actually majored in journalism. So I've been a writer my entire life.
She goes, did you know that? I've been a writer my entire life.
There's a long pause and then Pandora goes, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, nobody would ever know that because it's not something we would guess about you.
My entire life is so funny. You majored in that in college.
And shall we say what her column is going to be?
Makeup.
Makeup! Yeah, it's going to be makeup.
It's going to be makeup, which she's so talented
at. She's amazing at makeup. Everybody knows she loves doing makeup. She
loves to use a lot of it.
I mean,
no, you cannot take that away from her.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we're back at Sir. The girls are serving in their little backless dresses, which makes me... Did I tell you also I tried to buy one online?
Recently?
Yes, because the Sir website was selling them.
Yeah.
But they have them listed on the website still. But they're sold out and because they were only selling like a limited amount and they were selling like literally modest versions, which was upsetting. So I was hunting around on eBay and Poshmark and Depop and I couldn't find anything. But I'm going to keep tabs on it.
We should have a Google alert for that because I need you to have that be your Halloween costume or something or just have it to wear.
I know.
I would obviously like split the cost of that with you.
I'll like do an episode in it.
That would make me so happy.
Can we get you a button down?
Yeah, I would
do. Your button down.
We're dressing up like Tom. I'm wearing a white button down and a fucking bow tie.
Yeah.
Sure.
Can we get a wig on you?
Yeah, 100%. Get a hairpiece.
Front bangs.
Yeah. Yeah, bangs down.
No. Let's do the white braids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The like, oh my God. Yeah. It's shocking to me that Tom had never at any point had those feather clipping extensions in his hair.
I bet that he did.
Yeah. Maybe it's just not on the show.
We're at Sir and it's basically a Jackson Stassi moment. Mm-hmm. Stassi goes up to the bar and Jack says, do you want a shot? And she's mm-hmm. like, no. He's like, do you want a glass of wine? She's like, no. He goes, are you mad at me again? And she's like, no, again. Fuck off.
She's so annoyed with him. It's I'm so working. Funny.
He's being like super extremely pathetic. Oh, she's like, why are you acting weird? He's like, you make me nervous. He makes her nervous because he's like in love with her and wants to get back with her.
Yeah.
I don't think that his like sociopathy allows for that to be the reason that he's nervous. I think he's nervous about the idea that he won't get his toy back.
Yeah, I think he's nervous because he knows that she's annoyed with him.
Yes, I don't think he's nervous because he like loves her and wants her so bad and he like is scared he's gonna fuck it up.
No.
He like asks her out to dinner. She says yes because of what? Like the quote unquote hell she's been putting him through or like making him prove himself? Yeah.
Well, first of all, he's like, he basically says this thing where he's like, the subtext of it is him being like, I don't need you to commit to getting back together right now, but I need you to commit to wanting to get back together some point in the near future.
That is like his entire thing with it. He's like, it doesn't need to be right now. I just need to know that it's going to happen one day.
Yes. And then, Stassi says kind of like acquiesces to dinner because she basically says she feels like she owes him a meal because of the effort he's putting in. I said, please.
What effort?
No,
what
I effort? Don't know.
I mean, we'll come back to it. She knows. No effort. He's put no effort in. I know. I don't understand what he expects or expected. I just don't get it. I don't understand. No, like, does he really think they're going to get back together and things are going to go back to normal?
I think yes, because of the amount of times that they've broken up in the past.
Yeah.
And because I think that he genuinely thinks that he's being quote unquote better.
He does think. Well, because he said, I mean, he moved out of his apartment and he's getting his tattoo covered up.
Yes.
But it's like that. Those things have nothing to do with your behavior. It's the same thing as the pinky. It's like, cut your pinky off. I don't care. You're still cheating
literally,
on me.
It's so crazy. It's literally so crazy.
Like you live in a new apartment. You're going to cheat on me there.
No, it's completely empty gestures. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
It's And it's nothing for her. It's stuff for him. Like you moved out of your shitty apartment. it's good for you to live in a bedroom apartment. You're an adult man.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, that's proving nothing to her.
Yeah, no. Also, at the beginning of the scene, it made me laugh because the customers complimented Stassi's huge statement necklace. And she goes, thank you. They have them in a shit ton of colors, yeah, too.
They come in a shit ton of colors.
Talking to a customer like that is so funny.
She is 100% an awful waitress.
Oh, I know. So then we're at Kristen and Tom's.
They are just an awful couple.
I mean, it's literally a horror.
It's so bad.
They hate each other.
They hate each other so much.
And like, Stassi and Jax hate each other, but you can see, I don't know what it is. There is something that compels them to one, yes, another. It's not good, but it is there.
Yes.
Kristen and Tom, it's like, you don't have anything that even is, why, compelling you are to each, you, other.
What, literally, what was ever fun about your relationship? Like, what have you ever talked about that you've enjoyed talking about?
I don't know. It's so crazy.
Have you ever once laughed together?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
It's so crazy. So basically, Tom is trying to put together this IKEA table for Kristen that she ordered.
Yes.
He says that he's trying to do everything right as a boyfriend right now and is making it a priority that the apartment is clean and that Kristen is happy.
Yeah, yes. He is really trying to prove himself after the whole cheating scandal, mm-hmm, by picking up after himself, mm-hmm, and putting together an IKEA table while Kristen runs all of his errands for him because he can't drive.
Yes, an IKEA table that I also think came a really long time ago.
Yes.
It's just really funny because the table would clearly take, I would say, like 30 minutes to put together. There are so few pieces we see. Yes. And he is so confused.
He's so confused. We will flash back to Tom putting this table together
multiple times. Yeah.
Oh, it just made me laugh so much to imagine that, like, funny, while all of this other stuff is going on, a whole day is passing and he is locked inside of that apartment trying to figure out how to put a table together.
That is like actually hell. That is hell. No, I mean, yeah, Kristen's like, okay, I'm gonna go run my errands. Like, basically, like, this should be done when I get back. It, mm-hmm, is so, it's such a simple table. I can't even like reiterate it.
I just wrote down that, like, Tom says that Kristen is hard to please, mm-hmm, and that she doesn't appreciate what he is doing for her. And it's just, this is why they're an awful couple, because the, what you're trying to do to make her feel better is putting together this, is, yes, like doing basic shit you should be, mm-hmm, doing.
Yes. Cleaning the apartment. Cleaning is what the apartment. Said.
And you're trying to make up for cheating on her.
Yes.
At the same time, Kristen is, it's impossible hard to please.
Yes, it is true.
And nothing you could ever do, you could like run around the world 100 times. Mm-hmm. She still would not forgive you for the cheating.
No, break, like, you guys need to break up, obviously, so bad.
Just break up.
It's unbelievable.
Just break up.
No, yeah, exactly. It's like, well, it is true that she is difficult to please, but you're also incompetent at even knowing where you would need to begin, yes, with doing that. Like, you don't even know where to start in terms of trying to please her.
If you did the right thing to please her, it still wouldn't be enough. She is actually impossible to please, because, yes, she'll never forgive you, but yeah, you're not even close,
no,
to there.
It's not the table.
No, it's not the table. No. Okay, so now we're at Sir and Pandora and Stassi are having a conversation because Stassi is still working for the Divine Addiction, which is Pandora's
online luxury fashion website.
Online luxury fashion website.
Mm-hmm. Online website.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either.
Also, the Divine Addiction.
No, I can't believe any part of it.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
I literally don't know.
In terms of fashion and beauty, what's that mean? And luxury?
I literally don't know.
Okay, I can't.
We can't get into it.
I can't even think about it anymore.
We literally can't get into it.
Pandora is annoyed with Stassi's inconsistency in the writing, in, well, submitting the blog, yeah, the column.
She's consistent in that she doesn't do it ever.
She's consistent in that she never ever does it. I think that Stassi probably is submitting a little bit more consistently than last season.
Yeah,
at
maybe.
This point. Because they're fighting. Pandora's like, you've never turned in the icon article. Mm-hmm. And Stassi is like, you reject every single one of my icons. Would love
I
to know.
I really wanted them to say actually who they wanted the icons to be, but they didn't get into it. I was mad about that.
And then we learn that Stassi's not getting paid for this.
Yeah. No. Yes.
I thought that she was maybe getting like a small amount of money to write the columns.
No.
Obviously, she's not going to do it then. Yeah, though.
Of course.
Like, that's so crazy.
Yes. I mean,
if you want to incentivize her to do something, you need to give her money to do it.
Yeah. They're both right, though, is the thing. Like,
yeah.
Stassi is like, of course, if this was like my friend who is a reasonable person and I know would be like down to do work.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, of course you shouldn't do that. They're not paying you. Stassi like wouldn't. I don't actually really think that Stassi would do it whether or not they were paying her, to be fully honest.
Yeah, I don't know either. But it also is like, well, but pay your columnist Pandora. You're like a mega millionaire.
She's so rich.
Anyway, so then.
Yeah, you literally have to pay them like $100 per column. Yes. Like, that is actually enough.
I know. And you're not going to have to pay her that often. She doesn't really do it.
No, literally.
So anyways, Pandora's like, well, you've really been socking. So we've had to bring on some new writers, which you're not going to be happy about. But one of them is ultimately one of our new writers is Sheena. They're like kind of both laughing out loud at Sheena. Even Pandora is laughing a little bit. Shalasi is like, this is a fucking joke. Like, this is literally a joke. Mm-hmm. She's a pop star. And what now? She's also a journalist.
Yes.
Shalasi goes, what's she writing about? Mm-hmm. Pandora goes, makeup. Shalasi goes, I'm sorry. On what? On how to look like an anime character? Or maybe like a fairy or a porn star?
Anime character made me laugh so hard. And it was really funny because Pandora's laughing. Because obviously laughing. She does makeup is so bad. She's really bad at doing makeup. And so it's so funny where it's like, you have to give it to Stassi. Like, she is funny as fuck.
She is funny.
She is funny.
Also, just the way Pandora like so timidly said makeup and Stassi goes, I'm sorry. Like, it truly blew her mind. Because it's shocking.
And she also says the only people who will read Sheena's article are drag queens.
Yes.
She is so funny.
She is so
very quick.
Funny. She is witty. She's sharp.
She's really fast.
She's on top of it. Then the laughing kind of dies down. Stassi is actually really fucking pissed
off. She goes like, brat mode.
She's absolute brat
crazy.
Mode.
She's acting crazy.
So she's mad because Sheena... She feels that Sheena is trying to take over her life. She is like, Sheena is an ass sucker. And she is sucking your fucking ass, Pandora. She is sucking your ass. And then she's like, she wants to write my column. She is like bossing me around at the restaurant. She is doing all this shit. Whatever. She like is bad mouthing me to Lisa. The next thing she like, the only thing left for her to do is to show up to work tomorrow with blonde hair. Like, it's true. Like, Sheena is being so fucking annoying and is trying to take over her life and is having this attitude about it being like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just kind of like doing what's right and what's good.
Yeah. Well, it's just difficult because it's like, well, what is Sheena supposed to do? You guys, and I understand she's annoying as fuck, but the three of you guys won't be friends with her. So she kind of has nowhere to turn, basically. I don't know. It is just kind of this situation where it's like lose-lose, where it's like, well, either you have to pretend to be friends with Sheena, which you really don't want to do because she's so annoying to you.
You did it already and it didn't go well.
It didn't go well. Or she's going to like, suck Lisa's ass and like piss you off another way.
I know. I can so respect Sheena being like a schemey little ass sucker. I like when girls are evil like that, except that she just is so annoying to me that I can't even have fun with it. Like, I love when the girls are evil. I love it. It's like one of my favorite parts of the show.
Yeah.
But she's just so fucking, she's like, her voice grates on my ears. And I don't like her patronizing attitude because it's just, I don't know, it's so transparent. Whatever. I do not like her right now.
Sorry, she really makes me laugh.
Okay. That scene is over.
Yeah, that scene
Stassi
is over.
Stassi storms out.
It is crazy what a brat Stassi is.
She's
being,
yelling.
She's yelling at Pandora
yelling.
Where it's like, girl, do you want to keep the job or not?
I know.
Don't yell at her.
Well, she says, she was like, Sheena's working for the magazine. Okay, I'm actually going to have to think about if I want to work for the magazine.
Yeah, literally. Okay, so then we're at the tattoo shop.
Wait, I got my nipples pierced there.
Oh, that's amazing.
At that tattoo shop.
Hell yeah. So Jax is getting his tribal tattoo covered up with something honestly maybe worse, koi fish and rocks and flowers, and way bigger.
Huge.
It's huge. It's
huge.
At the beginning, what he has is kind of honestly pretty.
It's not that bad.
Unoffensive, not like culturally, I don't know about that, but I just mean to the eye.
Yeah.
It's not like super jarring. Kind of a small band on his arm, his upper arm. And then he gets it replaced with like truly almost like a sleeve on
his entire. It's a half sleeve.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's a half sleeve.
In color also.
Well, the koi fish are in black and white, but the flowers and the rocks and the water are in color, and the black and white koi fish are diving into the colorful. Mm-hmm. Colorful water and flowers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But he's going to get covered up because Stassi hates it. And
spoiler, she hates the koi fish too.
Of course. It's not better. It's like honestly much worse.
He
it's
tells like her about it and worse. She's like, well, that sounds bad.
Yeah, it's like much worse. So then he says that Stassi's rules were that he gets a new apartment, a new job, and the tattoo covered up, which now he's done two of those things. He's certainly not going to get a new job.
No.
Obviously.
It's just so funny to think of those as rules for being with her.
Mm-hmm.
She actually is just trying to make you more of an adult
improve
person.
Your life.
Yeah.
Also, Tom Schwartz is there. Sorry, I didn't mention that. They start like talking. Him and Schwartz are talking, and like Schwartz is like, "Would you rather get a tattoo of a bunch of penises on your chest or Frank's face?" And Jack is like, obviously the penises.
Yeah, well, a sleeve of penises on your arm.
Yes. And then under his breath, Schwartz goes, Frank wasn't all bad. I know. He's always saying shit where it's like, why would you even say that?
You're just pissing people off. Literally. He does it to Katie too. It's like, shut up.
He literally like cannot help but be so fucking annoying.
He did it to Katie when he was going in for his interview. She like laughed it off and I guess thought it was cute or whatever. But as he was walking away for his interview, he goes, your hair looks cute. And it's like, I know you're bullshitting her. You're being rude.
Last episode, you said that she made you sleep on the couch because you kept calling her hair orange.
Because comments about her hair. Yeah. So let's drop it on the comments about her hair.
Basically, Jax makes the amazing decision to also get Stassi's name tattooed on his inner bicep.
Yeah.
He says, what's the worst that could happen? Bad things could come of that.
He says to Tom Schwartz, do you dare me to get Stassi's name tattooed on my arm? Babe, that's not how a dare works.
And Schwartz is like, I don't think you should do that. Yeah. I also am pretty sure that what he did was try to essentially forge her signature.
I think so too.
Because I think it is her signature, but she's not there. And no. He's like, that's kind of how she does the S.
Yes.
Girl, what the fuck?
He was like, getting the S is really important.
It's so funny. Oh my God.
It's so psychotic to do that.
It's so crazy.
Oh my God.
You're literally getting your ex-girlfriend's name tattooed on your inner bicep.
After she told you, I do not want to be with you. I don't want to be with you.
The tattoo artist is like, you're jinxing yourself.
Yeah.
He says that. Jack says that he definitely thinks getting her name tattooed will win her back, which is so crazy.
I think he's lying to himself. He is, even because
that is not in her character.
No, it's not.
It would
not
piss her off or make her laugh.
Yes.
At him.
Or literally scare her.
Yes. Well, he also later says, I think that this will either make her cry or get a restraining order. And it's like, do you mean criteria of happiness? Because those are two negative options.
It's like, okay, so why did you do it?
Yeah, why did you do that?
If either of those were the outcome.
But he says he is doing it because he wants them to end up together and she's made him a better man.
Yeah.
And then he's getting it on the left side so that it's closer to his heart.
So he can always look down at his arm and remind himself that she made him a better man.
Yes.
And to like, I guess, like make choices like how she would want him to make choices.
Get a nicer apartment and get a new job.
And get your tribal tattoo covered up.
Yeah. And that's that. He gets it. Yeah, he gets it.
He gets it. I mean, he gets the tattoo.
He gets the tattoo.
He gets her fake signature tattooed on his arm. Okay, so now we're at Tom and Kristen's again. Tom is still putting the table together.
My first note, Tom is still putting that damn table together. Oh, he is like so stupid. It's crazy.
He is so dumb. He says one of the stupidest things ever, which is as he is struggling to put the table together, it's taken him a whole day. He says, Kristen's not really good at things that are precise, but he's really good at things with precision.
Thinking about the way also he is acting on Traitors after that comment.
Yeah.
Literally one of the stupidest people I've ever seen on TV.
He thinks that he is like solving puzzles in his brain.
He literally does.
Like,
like he literally does.
He
it's
literally
so crazy.
Thinks he is like Queen's Gambit style playing chess on the ceiling. Yeah. And it's like, you are...
He's literally doing...
Literally an idiot.
Truly what's going on is tic-tac-toe.
Yeah.
Not even checkers, babe. Like tic-tac-toe for real. If that, literally.
It's taking you an entire day to put together an IKEA table.
That, once again, like, is so simple.
Maximum 10, 15 pieces. Maximum. Yeah.
And I do understand there are some self-assemble things that take forever. My fucking bed frame took 4 hours to put together. Right. But it literally is so few pieces. I just can't. It's so crazy.
It's not. Yeah. I mean, it's just, that's not one of them.
It's so funny. Okay.
Oh, and it's, once it gets put together too, it's an ugly table.
Oh, it's so fucking ugly.
So that's really quick. It'll basically him struggling, but being like, I'm really good at things that are precise.
Well, he says, I better not have to unscrew this again, which implies he's been trying and retrying a bunch of times.
Well, of course, because how else could it have taken him so long?
He also says the pieces and the directions are not adding up. That's not true. They are.
He says that the instructions are not in Swedish, but they might as well be.
Yes. And then he also says, how am I supposed to fix my relationship when I can't fix this fucking coffee table? Very true, my man. Well, great point.
Yeah. I mean, you can't.
You can't. You don't have the brain power to do either of them.
Both of these things are inaccomplishable for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then we're back at Sir. Lisa tells Katie that she can't hire Tom because of the fight that he got in with Shay. And obviously Katie's pissed.
But she takes it well to Lisa's face. Yeah. That's a good thing about her.
Yeah.
She never blows up at Lisa.
No, that's true. And I would also be fucking pissed if I was Katie, because Sheena is lying. Like,
I know.
It wasn't, as you said, it wasn't a big fight. And it certainly was Shay who instigated it, not Schwartz.
Absolutely. I actually would want to fucking kill Sheena.
No, it would piss me the fuck off.
Because also everybody else gets to work with their boyfriend.
Yeah, 100%. Sheena fucking hobbled into work on her crutches.
Sheena gets posted up at the host stand. with her foot fully elevated.
This scene is so funny. I wrote down my notes are Sheena fucking hobbles into work the next one. I'm crying.
Okay, it's so funny.
Stassi, this part is so crazy. Stassi comes up to Sheena and tells her that they need to talk outside. And Sheena's like, I'm on crutches. Let's talk in here. Like, her leg is up on the pillow on a chair. Yeah. She's like, she's doing rice.
She's literally ricing.
At this point, Sheena doesn't know what Stassi's talking about. She has no idea what Stassi's talking about. Stassi then gets really mad at Sheena.
Yes. Stassi comes out like guns blazing.
No, literally like comes in so hot.
Yeah. She's like doing like a Kristen stomp almost.
Yes. And then she says, well, I guess you can't handle it outside because that's inappropriate to be fighting about it in work. Like, she's saying things that make no sense.
They literally don't make any kind of
sense.
Sheena
has no idea what she's talking about. She's basically being like, oh, you can't handle talking outside. It would be inappropriate for us to talk about this inside. Sheena's like, talk about what? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Stassi's like, oh, you really want to have this discussion in work in front of all the customers? And Sheena's like, yeah, maybe depends on what we're talking about. What, like, the fuck are you saying?
What discussion? It's so funny. Stassi is being like truly incoherent,
yeah,
kind of belligerent, honestly.
She's really mad.
Sheena goes, I don't understand what you need to fight with me about. Stassi goes, well, I need to talk to you. Sheena goes, then I can talk to you later after work. And Stassi goes, all right, that's fine. Then you can think about what you want to say because you can't handle it right now. Yeah. Sheena has no idea what they're talking about.
She doesn't know. She has no idea. Think about what?
Laugh. It was making me laugh so hard. Sheena's like, what? Like, and Stassi does look so stupid and crazy.
I know. She looks like deranged. Like Sheena, wild.
Sheena's kind of coming out on top on this interaction because she is just like, what are you talking about?
I know.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. It made me feel like, I don't even think there is some other context for it. I think Stassi had just like momentarily lost her mind or because maybe she's so angry.
The context might be that this was really close to her conversation with Pandora. Like, yeah, she's still fuming from that.
She literally might have stormed out of the room Sheena. With Pandora to Sheena.
I think that might have been what happened because the way that she is like truly,
she's madder than I've ever seen her.
Yeah, and just like being... she's talking nonsense. Yes. Like, is not making any sense. It's so funny.
I think you're actually so right.
It has to be that because she's like literally like acting belligerent towards Sheena.
Yes.
It's really funny. It was making me laugh so hard.
Wow, me too.
Yeah, Sheena just basically is like, I'm working.
Sheena's like, okay, fine, we'll talk after work.
And like, then Stassi like storms out and also storms out being like, and I fucking won that interaction. It's like, well, girl, you were being so crazy.
She goes out to the alley and she's like basically like, Katie, guess what I did? And it's like, embarrass yourself?
Humiliate yourself on camera?
Yeah. Then basically work, I guess, is over for Sheena. She's done with her post at the host stand. So she does like crutch her way to the back alley.
Funny, the way she doesn't need crutches at all.
She just straight up does not need crutches. It's literally
who even gave those to her.
I don't know.
Almost like it's like
they
it's
were like
so funny
in her parents' house or something. Yeah, she's like, can I use these?
Oh, it's really funny to imagine her wasting money on those.
I know.
And like going to the doctor for a really small bruise.
It's also just like gross. Like, she's not wearing a shoe.
No, it is.
She
gross.
Has her foot propped up. She has her foot propped up at the host stand, and customers walk in and are like, "Oh, what?" And she's like, "Hurt myself. What table? Like, somebody else will take you to your table." And it's like, why are you?
No, it's like, put her in the bag.
Have
her. I know you guys have a million fucking pieces of silverware that need to be folded into napkins. Don't have her out front.
Or
she
it's
looks
like,
crazy.
Why don't you have her prop her foot up, like not directly into the hallway where the customers walk? It's jutting out
into the space that it's so funny. Holy shit! This episode was making me.
It's
laugh.
So funny. Me too. As I was watching it, I was like, they really just straight up don't make reality TV like this
no,
anymore.
No, they literally don't.
It's like overproduced now. This
God,
is so
Sheena is
crazy.
Getting the fucking clown edit. It's
yeah,
so funny.
Dude.
Like, she's like the character. There's always a character where it's literally the music they'll play for her is like dirt music, and like that's what they're playing when they like smash cut back to her being like, "What you doing?"
Yeah, I know.
It's like literally clown. It's
what
so
you
funny.
Doing?
It's like the same music that they play whenever like Mary Cosby does anything else on Salt Lake. It's so I love when someone gets the clown edit. It makes me so happy.
Oh, it's so perfectly suited for Sheena too.
Literally, she is a clown.
Yeah, she's
she
a clown.
Literally wakes up every day and puts on her clown makeup.
Yes, I know she does literally. Her anime makeup.
Yep,
anime clown. Sheena, the anime clown. Anyways, she hobbles on back to the back alley. She is like, it's Katie and Stassi sitting back there.
Mm-hmm.
And Sheena says, if I'm going to talk to you, Stassi, I'm going to talk to you alone. And Katie's like, fucking fine. I do not like you, Sheena. So
don't like you
I actually don't want to be here for this convo.
No, yeah, she's like, I was leaving.
I was
she
about to
She says
leave.
That like as Katie's getting up.
Yeah.
Sure.
She's a loser.
She is such, no, she is a loser. It's so funny.
So then she sits down. with her crutches and whatever. Then Stassi tells her that she's upset about Sheena writing a column for the Divine Addiction. Mm-hmm. Sheena is like, but I am a writer. Mm-hmm. And Stassi says, what about you being a pop star? She was like, well, I'm off my feet.
She's like, well, I can't dance on it right now.
I can't dance on it right now.
Well, also, you're not a pop star. And it is fine to want to do multiple things.
Yeah, it's totally fine.
And like, if Pandora asks you to do that, you're obviously going to say yes. But it's so funny for her excuse to be like, I have to be a writer right now because I can't dance on my foot that has a small bruise on it.
It literally is so stupid. Yes? It's like, you're not actually doing either of those things, Sheena. You're neither a writer nor a pop star. Yes.
Well,
you are a waitress at a restaurant.
Yes. Also, the implication that her writing one column for what is Pandora's blog basically makes her a writer.
Yes.
Which it obviously does not.
No, it doesn't.
For free.
For free.
Anyway.
For free. So, I don't know. Stassi's really pissed. It comes back to the tooth eventually. Sheena is like, I'm just still so upset that you didn't call me about the tooth. And Stassi's like, stop fucking telling Lisa and Pandora that, because every time I see them, they come up to me and they're like, we're really upset with the way you treated Sheena. And Sheena is like, well, it's not my fault that you treated me bad. And then she starts crying a little bit.
Yes.
And Stassi says, no crying right now.
Yes.
And Sheena says, well, then walk away. And Stassi goes, no, hobble away.
Yes.
And Sheena does.
Yes, she does.
And Sheena does.
It's so embarrassing.
Sheena got trampled in that fight.
Yes, she did. Another funny thing, part of this is something that Stassi always does, where Sheena basically is like, you have a victim complex. Stassi does think that Sheena is like out to ruin her life.
Yes.
Which isn't really true. Like, Sheena's just like grasping at straws.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that she's like conniving against Stassi specifically or with like real intent in that way.
Sheena just wants to have friends.
She literally just wants to have friends.
She just wants to have friends.
And of course she would love to like piss Stassi off in the process, but she's not like Stassi. She wouldn't go out of her way to be like, I'm going to take over and ruin Stassi's life.
She is not an evil mastermind like that either.
No. And so Sheena basically says to Stassi, like, you have a victim complex. Like, you think that we're always like, everyone is against you. And Stassi's just like, yeah, I do. Like,
yeah, she does.
Stassi does this thing every time someone is like, you're bullying someone. Yeah, I am. Or when like last season Sheena was like, you are mad at me for flirting with Jax because you're extremely insecure in your relationship. And Stassi's like, yeah,
yes,
I am.
I am.
It's so crazy how she is simultaneously so self-aware and so unself-aware.
She is deeply self-aware, but she has no control over her actions.
Yeah, well, and she also is like aware of her problematic behaviors, but to her they are completely unproblematic.
She doesn't have any kind of desire to change the way that she behaves towards people.
It's so funny to be like, yeah, I do have a victim complex.
Well, it's also, Sheena was like, you are like deeply paranoid. And Stassi goes, well, that's what I think is happening, so it's happening.
Yeah.
She is literally being like, that is my perception, so it's my reality.
Yes.
And that is the place that I'm going to operate from.
Yes.
You are not going to change my mind.
Yes. There's a lot of things going on, but I think one of them is that, like, honestly, I feel probably that having been in such a terrible relationship with someone for so long who is constantly attacking you has, like, warped her brain in a terrible way as well.
Well, I was also thinking that, like, yeah, she's had to be on guard and paranoid about situations for so long, for the past 2 years.
Yes.
It wasn't paranoid that it was happening.
Yes.
So now she's kind of stuck in that thought pattern.
Yes.
Where everybody is out to get her because for 2 years there was somebody out to get her.
And the same way that when she says to Sheena, like, stop crying, Sheena is like genuinely upset, but like also to Stassi, she's used to anytime someone is like expressing an emotion to her, it's because they're manipulating
her. Happens later in the episode.
Literally. It's really interesting because you literally see her also say, we can get into it, but she says to Jax also, like, stop crying.
Yes.
And it's really interesting how she treats both of them the same.
She has kind of a right to be paranoid because, like, not even just from Jax, all of her friends abandoned her last summer.
100%.
Like, she had bad things done to her.
The kind of most ironic part of it, though, is that if she would allow Sheena to be her friend, Sheena would not abandon her.
Never. Sheena would never, ever abandon her. Like, the reason Sheena is so upset is because she didn't want to abandon her. She wanted to stay close to her.
Yeah. Then we're back at Tom and Kristen's.
Yep. Yes.
Tom has, he says that he has assembled and reassembled the table 6 or 7 times.
Yep.
Kristen is obviously pissed the fuck off, as I would be too.
Duh. She was gone for, she said she was gone for quote unquote forever.
Yes.
And then came back and the table is not even close to
done. So then Kristen is like, move, move, move.
Yeah.
Talking, assembles the entire table in what appears to be about 20 minutes yep. and is talking to him like a child. He's like trying to touch it and she's like, stop, don't do that. Yeah. Like basically like swatting his hand away. Yes. Then he picks it up to move it across the room after table or after Kristen has assembled the entire mm-hmm. table, momentarily breaks it again.
Yep.
And then kind of shoves the piece back into place.
He like giggles about it too. It's like, it's not funny. Literally. Tom. It's actually not funny.
What I wrote down at the end of this is he is actually so stupid. It's shocking. And I wonder what his IQ is. It must be so low.
It must be low.
It must be so low. He is so stupid.
It's really crazy. Like I've seen this whole series.
Putting that together is basically a puzzle that he couldn't do.
I know.
A really simple puzzle.
I've seen this series a bunch of times and I guess I forgot. I always am forgetting. Like he is literally He's so dumb. Stupid. Now we are at Jax's apartment. Jax is getting ready for his not date with Stassi, mm-hmm. for his dinner with Stassi. And Tom Sandoval is there. He looks incredibly bad. Mm-hmm. He is wearing a slouchy beanie that is covering every piece of his hair. Mm-hmm. He is wearing a gray t-shirt that to me was reading more of a tunic. Mm-hmm. He was wearing a slim black jean and mm-hmm. he was wearing, I don't know, some kind of shoe. Mm-hmm. He just literally looked awful to me.
Yeah, of course.
But I know that's him like getting dressed.
Oh,
like,
he loves that look.
Putting a fit on. Yeah. Jax is really nervous for the date. Mm-hmm. He's not planning on showing Stassi the tattoo tonight because mm-hmm. he doesn't think it would be a good idea, but he will show it to her eventually. Mm-hmm. Oh, at one point, I don't really remember why, but Tom Sandoval says, he's like, Kristen is always comparing me to Jax. Like, this sucks. Now I'm going to have to get a tattoo of Kristen.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
But I was like, she's God in love damn, with him anyway. She is having sex with him.
And she's like in love with him.
And in love with him. Yeah. And in love with him. Jax is trying on a shirt and he goes, the Dolce & Gabbana custom shirt, done. And Tom goes, does that mean it went through customs? Like trying to be funny. And Jax so seriously goes, no, it means a guy at the store helped me pick it out. Okay, babe, that's not custom. That's not what custom means. He's then getting ready in the bathroom and he sprays cologne on his penis. Mm-hmm. Ew. Mm-hmm. And then Tom goes, no, dude, it's going to make it taste like alcohol. You have to spray a little bit of aerosol deodorant behind your balls.
Yes.
Ew.
Disgusting.
On your taints.
So bad for you.
So gross.
Aerosol deodorant like in your asshole.
Up your ass.
Sure. Why not?
Up your ass.
Yep.
Tom, when they're leaving, says, let's make like a baby and head out.
Yes.
And then it takes Jax a minute and then he's like, make like a baby and head out. I just got that.
I know. He is so slow.
I just got that.
Another thing I would love to know is that Tom describes Jax's outfit, which is literally a long sleeve white shirt with a vest over it, as gangsta.
Yes. Oh, I wrote that too. The vest is Tom. Okay, Jax puts on a button down and the vest, which is like would make more sense, I guess. Like, still, I don't love necessarily.
The tattoo starts bleeding through the button.
But the tattoo is bleeding through the button down. So then he has to put on his custom Dolce & Gabbana, which is like a 3/4 length sleeve with kind like
of, yeah,
like
a Henley kind of.
Sort of like a Henley, but it's like a ruched, scrunched. Yeah. It's ruched. It's ruched on the sleeve. It's a ruched sleeve. So the tattoo can't bleed through. It's too thick and it's long too.
Yes.
He puts on the vest over it. This, and he goes, Tom, I don't know about the vest. The vest looks really small. And Tom goes, no, dude, it looks gangsta.
Yes.
It looks so bad.
Well,
wow.
Then Tom, then it cuts to Tom in the talking head being like, the vest looks dope. And he's wearing essentially the same
he's
vest.
Wearing the vest. So
like, he's yeah, wearing no that. Fucking shit.
Do you think you the love vest, that vest
looks gangsta? You're wearing it right now.
You picked that vest out.
It's so funny.
Oh my God. The vest looks so bad yeah, with that outfit.
It looks so bad.
Why would you put a vest on top of that shirt? Just wear the shirt.
I don't know.
Just wear the custom top.
So then we're at Sir. Stassi asks Sheena to stop seating people in her section. And Sheena's like, maybe.
Stassi's like, can you stop slamming my fucking section? And Sheena's like, don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, yes, you do.
And Stassi's also like, well, I need to get out of here early, obviously. So you have to stop.
Yeah.
Then Stassi, Christina, Kelly, and Katie go into the bathroom so Stassi can get ready for her date, quote unquote mm-hmm. date or whatever. She's getting ready and Christina and Katie are like, they're going to think that this is a date. And Stassi's like, so what? I'm hungry.
And they're like, please, please, please don't have
well,
sex with
Christina
him.
Kelly is begging her to not fuck Jax, yeah. which I really respect. And then Katie is kind of also doing it. It's just annoying because if Kristen was there, it would be the opposite. And
I
Katie
know.
Would also be like, yeah, have sex with him, get back together with
I
him.
I know. I want her to like, I really would like off. Her to stand on some ground
I know.
For once.
It was really pissing me off.
But Christina Kelly is like, put on four pairs of underwear and
a
lock yourself
belt.
Up with a chastity
yeah.
belt.
Yes, literally. Which I enjoy, but then it's hard because I remember that she's pro Frank for some reason.
I know.
And I hate Frank so much.
Well,
but
we
whatever.
Can't win.
Okay, so then Jax picks up Stassi. They go to the restaurant for their date. And he's mm-hmm. like pulling out her chair, opening her door in the car for her, being very romantic, whatever.
Yes.
He is being really cringe.
He's being crazy. He's acting very strange. He says it's because he's nervous.
He's acting very strange.
But he is being really weird. He does that thing where he like joke pretends to drink out of the bottle of wine.
Yes. And he's like, what? He's like, I'm so happy we're on this. What do we even call this? And then like pretending to drink out of the wine. And Stassi's like, it looks like you're sweating. He's acting so cringe. It was so embarrassing. I was like, whoa.
Me like, too.
Repellent.
I was like, oh God, what is going on with you?
Now she's obviously not going to have a hard time not fucking you. You're acting just so embarrassing and strange.
Actually, you're acting like a nasty little like jester.
No, literally. He's being so weird. So she asks about the tattoo and he says he's going to wait to show her until it's healed.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, please just show me the fucking tattoo. And he's like, no, I can't show you right now. I can't show you right now.
It's so weird. It's so weird. Because he's such a liar, the way he's acting almost makes it seem like he didn't get the tattoo covered up, but he did.
He did.
But if I were her, I'd be like, oh, so you didn't cover it up. Well, why won't you show it to me?
But this is how people act when they're lying. Yes. This is how he acts when he's telling the truth.
All the time.
No, his like weird, like freaky little thing that's like making him sweat is having to be honest and nice. He is much more comfortable being a crazy liar.
It is so strange. Dossie complains about Sheena and then Jax uses that as a springboard to talk to kind of shit on her.
Yes.
He's like, I feel bad for Shay. He doesn't know what to do. Sheena runs that show more than anything. And then he's like, and I thought I had my life being run by you.
Why did you say that?
Why would you say that?
Because he
literally can't. He literally cannot help himself. Because it's so crazy.
He started out that conversation. I could see what he was trying to do, which was like, I am going to try to listen to her.
Yeah,
talk to her about her problems and what's going on with her life.
I was surprised that he asked about Sheena because it's like, oh, you like remember something that is pissing her off. Yes. That's amazing.
And then he just couldn't help but to turn it on her. I mean,
we saw it in the scene with Mark also. It's like crazy how he cannot help but belittle her.
I know. And it is
it's
like
really crazy.
It's just so insane too, because
just do it
if
for
you,
45 minutes.
If you didn't like make those little digs at her, she would be back with you in a second.
Yeah, literally.
You are ruining it yourself.
It's so crazy. Then he starts complaining about Frank. Yeah. And he like cites all the stuff that he's done for her, like getting the tattoo covered up or whatever.
And the new apartment.
Yes. It's just so crazy because he literally believes that because he did those things that he is entitled to have her back.
I know.
He literally like thinks that he is entitled to date her.
Well, he is like, I followed all of your rules, so now you have to date me.
Yes.
But she says, and I was proud of her, she was like, you're a 33-year-old man. Moving into a nursery apartment and getting an ugly tattoo covered up is a good thing for you.
Yes.
And it does not make you any less of a liar or a cheater.
No.
You are still a liar and a cheater. You have done nothing to prove yourself in those aspects to me.
Yes.
Like, it's so you've crazy. Done nothing to change.
No, it's so crazy. He says that he knows that she still loves him. She says, I love you as a friend, but I'm not in love with you. And he's like, you'll never be again. And she's like, I can't love someone who I don't trust.
I
which
cannot
is
be in
really
love
true.
With, yeah.
And he's, this whole time, it is really funny because the undercurrent of this is that he just got her name tattooed on his bicep.
Yes. 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 And he's being like,
oh,
he's
exactly
literally
what
being
he
like,
deserves.
Wait, fuck. Like,
yes.
So are you saying like you really, really want me to just like move on?
Yes. I think he really thought that he was going to get her back this
tonight. Yeah.
I really think he thought that.
Yeah. He's like, oh, so you just want me to move on? She's like, yes, I do. And he's like, oh fuck.
Literally fuck. It's so funny.
So they get into the car and she is like crying a little bit and he is being like awful.
He is, yes,
so bad. She's like, I just really want to go home. And he's like, why are you crying if you're not in love with me?
He is being a monster.
He is being a fucking monster. And it's like, she is obviously crying because she is like in one of the most stressful and awful situations of all time. Take her home. Like, she's not crying because she's in love with you. She's crying because she's scared.
He says, if you want me to move on, then why are you crying?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, also like that, of course she's scared, but like, you can still have feelings of love for someone that you know that you shouldn't and can't be with.
Yes, 100%.
And you're putting her in emotionally torturous situations.
You are emotionally torturing her day in and day out.
Yeah. So it's like, what do you mean, why are you crying?
Obviously she's crying.
He keeps pressing her about Frank.
When they're in the car.
Yeah. He says, Stassi is contemplating dating Frank again and I want to take my truck and drive it into a pole.
It's a talking head.
Okay. Sorry. Yes. But they're in the car and he basically just keeps being like, do you miss Frank? Do you miss Frank? She says yes. And then he starts sobbing.
He starts sobbing and being like, I can't believe you do this to me. You have no idea what I've done.
Yes. He says, I can't go through this again. Are you serious? And she says, you're not going to make me feel bad for you again.
Yeah.
And then he says, you have no idea what I've done.
You have no idea what I've done.
Sobbing, referencing the tattoo.
The tattoo that he got yesterday or earlier today. And yeah, she doesn't. She doesn't know what he's talking about.
It's really dark. I think probably because the cameras aren't in there. He's not really as aware of like the fact that this is still being recorded.
Whoa, he is letting
going
him,
full manipulator.
He's going so scary.
He's
too.
Being really scary.
Also, just like the tenor of his voice is really terrifying in this. Like he's like raising his voice and like really getting
he's
scary.
Screaming at her.
He's screaming at her.
Yes. Him crying is so scary because he's not doing it out of sadness.
No.
Like he doesn't cry out of sadness. So it's like, oh, there's something really bad brewing under the surface. It's like really scary when he cries.
It's like anger and violence.
Yeah, it's really, really, really scary.
So then they get back to her apartment and she gets out of the car. She's standing at the door of the car, kind of just looking at him. And he's like, shut the door.
Yes.
Shut the door. Shut the door.
Yes.
And so she closes the door and then he gets out and he's like, what? You're just going to fucking walk away?
He gets out of the car and goes, where are you going? You told her to shut the door.
You told her to shut
the
door.
You're asking her to walk away. He is being, it's really scary how he's acting.
She starts walking back to his apartment. He starts screaming.
Yes. And yes.
And she comes back over and she's like, no, you are not going to do that. I have neighbors.
Well, the way that she's doing it makes...
He's done it before.
It's just so obvious that he's done it before a bunch billion of times. Because she immediately is like, do not start yelling like I have neighbors. Which it's also like, oh my God, have your neighbors like called the police on you guys before?
Yes, I'm
sure,
they
have. It's really upsetting. I mean, he is like just such an abuser. It's really crazy, obviously.
He like really lost his facade in this moment. He like, I really think forgot that the cameras were rolling.
He's acting like batshit insane.
He's like really, really letting it all shine. Yeah. Anyways, she's basically like, I don't want to be with you.
Yeah.
Like, move on.
Yes.
I am not doing this anymore.
Yes.
And she walks away slowly, looking behind her. He's staring at her. Just literally so scary.
Yes.
And so, and whatever. And then she gets like almost out of frame and she starts running.
I did not notice that.
Yeah. It's like, goddamn.
Oh, God. He is so scary.
Yeah. And
wow.
Then he gets in his car and drives home.
Drives away. Yeah.
Probably went home and sent her a million texts.
Mm-hmm. That's the episode.
That's the episode. Your own villain?
Obviously, my villain is Jax.
Yeah, I mean, who else could it possibly be?
My hero is honestly Kristen for putting that table together.
Me too. I really want her to be free of that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a while because they have likened themselves to who? Brad and Angelina?
Nope. David Beckham and Victoria Beckham.
David and Victoria Beckham. A power couple, so they don't want to break
up on TV.
That's
who they're aspiring to be.
Yeah. But I just, it's like, Kristen, you hate your fucking boyfriend and he hates you.
Yes.
But good job on that table, girl. And she like really runs shit in that household. She like does
she
all
does.
The chores and the errands.
I know.
And
oh my God,
all that
they need
stuff.
To break up.
Yeah, that was the episode.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Long as fuck. I'm going to have to edit this down.
I'm so fucking hungry right now.
Me too. I'm starving. Okay, bye.
Bye.